We begin the day at the starting line of the race for the White House. Next week, voters in Iowa will hold caucuses all across the state, meetings of Democrats and Republicans having their say on who should be their party's candidate for president. And what I'm about to tell you is no spoiler, Donald Trump will most likely be the winner among Republicans in Iowa. Now, this is happening just a little more than 3 years since Trump loyalists stormed the U.S. Capitol, claiming that Joe Biden had stolen the 2020 presidential election. President Biden says that January 6th was a day when America almost lost its democracy. And he says that very threat is as clear and present as ever. I want you to take a listen to what he said today inside a church in South Carolina.
After the Civil War, the defeated Confederates couldn't accept the verdict of the war. They had lost. So they say they embraced what's known as the lost cause. Now we're living in an era of a second lost cause. Once again, there are some in this country trying to turn a loss into a lie. We all saw with our own eyes the truth of what happened. That violent mob was whipped up by lies from a defeated former president. The same movement that throughout the mob, the United States Capitol isn't just trying to rewrite history, January 6th. They're trying to determine to erase history and your future. Banning books, denying your right to vote and have it counted, destroying diversity, equality, inclusion all across America, harboring hate and replacing hope with anger and resentment and dangerous view of America.
Well, for more on what is at stake in this year's U.S. presidential election, I'm happy to welcome back to the show Gloria J. Brown Marshall. She's a professor of constitutional law at John Jay College in New York. She's the author of numerous books on voting rights and race relations in America. Professor, it's good to have you back on the program. President Biden, I'm sure you were listening in. He was speaking to this long arc of history today. American democracy after the Civil War, American democracy in the polarized present. I mean, do you agree that the stakes are indeed that great? Are we talking about an existential moment for American democracy now?
We certainly are. And unfortunately, the risk to democracy is not just a risk in the United States, because if Donald Trump becomes president again, he's already decided he's going to wreak vengeance on anyone who opposes him, especially the so-called enemies he already has in the government and anybody who didn't vote for him before. But he's also going to join with other strong men, dictators around the country, I mean, around the world, and create havoc around the globe. It will not just rest within the borders of the United States. There will be, I would say, perhaps World War III if he is allowed to join with other dictators and put in place the nationalist themes that he's already advocated in the United States.
I mean, that's quite a statement to make, Professor. I just want to ask you, if when you say World War III, what war or what country would you see America being fighting against?
Well, you start thinking about it when you go across the globe. You see the Philippines and what they elected. You see in Eastern Europe the presidents that are elected there. When you begin to see that, it didn't take much, as you know, this mm-hmm. is your history, for one country to gather with another, where there was only, you know, for example, Japan, Italy, and Germany to create World War II. So if you think about that, it doesn't take a number of other countries, but if they are geographically, strategically placed and their animosity to democracy is as strong as Donald Trump's, and he has looked and reached out to these dictators, he's studied them. He's actually talked about the fact that he doesn't believe in voting rights. He believes in his supporters alone. And if he doesn't win, then there's something wrong with the mechanism we call a democracy. I'm fearful that other people in other countries think this is just an American problem. It's not just a problem for the United States. Donald Trump is a problem for the world if he gets in office again.
I want to go back in time for a moment with you to the U.S. Civil War, which ended in 1865. That has become something of a campaign issue. The Republican candidate, Nikki Haley, she failed to mention that slavery was the reason for the war when she was asked about it a couple of weeks ago. I want you to take a listen to what Donald Trump had to say about it at a campaign event in Iowa.
The Civil War was so fascinating, so horrible, so many mistakes were made. See, there was something I think could have been negotiated, to be honest with you. I think you could have negotiated that. All the people died, so many people died. You know, that was the disaster.
So that's Donald Trump, you know, saying that he would have been able to negotiate a ceasefire. I don't want to talk about that, but I want to ask you, why do you think in the United States it's still so difficult, particularly for politicians, to talk about the Civil War and to talk about that part of our past?
Well, what they could learn from Germany, and what I've learned in my visits there, is that you have to look at the past in order to understand the present and go forward. This country refuses to look at its past.